الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن قال الله عز وجل حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى وقوموا لله قانتين فإن خفتم فرجالا أو ركبانا فإذا أمنتم فاذكروا الله كما علمكم ما لم تكونوا تعلمون صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in the current verse that I recited before you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, حافظوا على الصلوات. حافظوا على الصلوات means preserve, safeguard, and protect your salahs, your prayers. Now we see in this verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to protect our salahs. What is the meaning of protecting salah? So in the commentaries of Quran, it is mentioned that protecting salah means to perform salah in its rightful time. To perform salah in its rightful time. And to perform salah how salah is ought to be performed. That means we perform salah with full devotion and dedication. We perform salah with khushu' and khudu'. There's a riwayah that is mentioned in Sahihain Bukhari and Muslim from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. He says that I asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ayyul amali afdal? That which deed is the most virtuous deed? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-salatu ala waqtiha. Salah in its rightful time. And then he said, Thumma ayyu. After that, which deed is most next virtuous? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that the next most virtuous deed is Al-jihadu fi sabilillah, to do jihad in the path of Allah. And then he said, the next most virtuous deed, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, birrul walidain, that is to be dutiful and to be kind towards your parents. And then he said these words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself told me, fahaddathani bihinna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, if I had to ask him for more also, walaw istazadtuhu lazadani, he would have mentioned more to me. MashaAllah, we know that there are many here from this masjid also, who long before the time of salah can come in, they are already here in the masjid. That is also a sign of iman. Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also explains that that person who comes into the masjid and he is sitting in his musalla in the masjid, let him know he is already in salah until he discharges that salah. So even if a person is not engaged in any ibadah like reading Quran or making dua, he's just sitting on the musalla in the masjid before salah, waiting for salah, he's already in salah. We also know in the hadith it is mentioned that seven people will be shaded by the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day when there will be no shade other than the shade of Allah. And from among them is that person whose heart is always attached and linked to the masajid. He loves the masjid. He loves coming into the masjid. Now remember, we should not get this misconception and this misunderstanding from this verse. When trying to practice muhafaza, when we're trying to protect and we try to safeguard our salah, this does not mean that we stand up for salah as soon as the time comes in. Rather, we should wait for the imam to enter the masjid and come onto the musalla and then rise from our places where we are sitting in the masjid. Actually, the masala is, as the imam passes a row, a saf of musallis in the masjid, then only that row should rise. So when the imam now comes to the first saf, then only the first saf will rise. This is actually the proper way of waiting for the salah to be performed. This, the time or the clock is basically just a guide. It actually just guides us to the time of salah. But we should actually wait for the imam to come into the masjid, and as he passes a saf of musallis, that saf will rise, and then he will come to the first saf will rise, and then he will enter, then he will get ready for salah and enter his musalla to perform the salah. So Allah says, "Hafizu ala salawat," that protect your salahs, your prayers. And then Allah says, "Was salatil wusta," and especially the middle prayer. What is the middle prayer? So here Mufassirin mentioned that the middle prayer, most of the Mufassirin mentioned this. In fact, most of the Muhaddiseen also mentioned this. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, this is his view, and one view of Imam Shafi rahimahullah, they state that the middle prayer is actually the Asr Salah. How do we know it is the Asr Salah? The Asr Salah because before it comes two Salahs, and after Asr also comes two Salahs. So why in specific Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to the Asr Salah here in this verse? That is because we know Asr is at a time when most people are busy in the professional trade, in the professional work, and many of them neglect Salah or they discard Salah. That is what Allah is saying. Especially this wasalati wusta, preserve and protect and safeguard that salah. وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ. And now when you rise before Allah in salah, stand up before Allah qanitin, humbly, with full devotion and dedication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us to perform our salahs properly, there is one condition where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that we wouldn't be able to perform our salahs like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to perform our salah. We won't be able to carry it out and to discharge it in the most perfect manner. And which situation is that? That is when we are at war with our enemy in jihad. Now of course, even there too, we should not neglect and discard the salah. When salah comes in, we got to read it in its rightful and in its proper time. But how do you do it? Because now you are facing the enemy, and at the same time you still got to perform your salah. So Allah says, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ. But I understand that there is one time when you are not going to perform it like how it ought to be performed. So now when you are at war, and you are fearing the enemy, then فَرِجَالًا أَوْ رُكْمَانًا. You can perform that salah on foot or riding. Now how to perform the salah, the details of that, it's called Salatul Khawf. That's discussed in the books of fiqh. Yeah, in this context Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all He wants to tell us is that even in this situation, you got to make muhafaza. You got to protect and preserve and safeguard salah also at the time of fear and panic from the enemy. But remember, فَإِذَا أَمِنْتُمْ. The moment you are safe again, remember, فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَمَا عَلَّمَكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ. Then, again, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do you remember Allah? You remember Allah by performing salah like how He taught you. كَمَا عَلَّمَكُمْ. Like how He taught you. And that is, read your salah with full devotion and dedication. Like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught you to perform salah. And these were things, مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ, that you did not know in the past how to do. In other words, consider this as a gift that is given to you by Allah, and make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this gift, that now I know how to even stand before my Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make Allah for that one.